card earlier. You were 603. Hi. It's a mainly fine day today. Chance of an afternoon shower west of the city. 27 high, 16 low. And high tides today, Waitemata Hauraki Gulf, 1:30, and at Onehunga at 4:30. Joining us this hour, Wairerea Iti, in a moment, talking Māori music. And then Sky TV's Kirsten Te Wao Edmonds talks about the deliberate bilingualisation, if I can use that term, or normalisation of reo Māori, by providing a bilingual commentary in tonight's game between the Indigenous All-Stars and Sky Māori. That's coming in from Townsville tonight. Maddie Hakaraya will join us also. Maddie from the Māori Land Film Festival, which gets underway next month. And Claudette has furnished us with some reports and clips from Parliament through the week. It's great to have you with us. This is Paki Waha Whakamana here, Kaupapa Māori. Wairere Iti is joining us today. Wairere has had a long involvement in the music industry, over three decades, to be honest, event management, the tech side of it as well. And he's also the kaitiaki for the Māori Music Industry Coalition. Now, Joel Little, who is a producer and was behind the success of Lord's album, among other things, has a not-for-profit multi-purpose recording studio and music venue. And they're taking applications at the moment for the first intake for this year of their Ignite program, which is a free 8-week industry-specific training program, which offers high-quality mentoring.